Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. New South Wales Police have again handed out a number of infringement notices for people breaching the COVID-19 public health order, including someone in the Hunter. Port Stephens Hunter Police were called to the car park of a hotel on Tomaree Street in Nelson Bay at midday yesterday, where they spoke to a 26-year-old man. Police established the woman resided in Sydney's CBD and that she was in the area to visit a friend. She was subsequently issued with a $1,000 pin and was directed to immediately return to Sydney. In total, 59 infringement notices were issued yesterday, and of those, 43 were $200 infringements for failing to wear a fitted face covering. There's some much-needed funding coming Upper Hunter Homeless Support's way in Muswellbrook. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazelle announced this morning there'll be $580,000 for the organisation to support the purchase of two new properties for medium-term accommodation. He says we need to make sure the support services can manage the need.
Making sure that we've got those support services there to be able to manage that. And there's a lot more work to do in that space, but I think this is a good step. And let's hope it can make a real difference to our community. It's also important to make sure that they've got facilities there where people can go when they're, you know, having trouble in their normal residence.
Musselbrook's Mount Arthur Mine is now the only thermal coal asset that BHP has a share in or owns. The Newcastle Herald reports there are rumours of five bidders looking at the Musselbrook site, including Peabody, Yancoal, US private equity firm Elliott Management and an Indonesian consortium. New Hope may also still be in the running. They own the Bengalla mine in Musselbrook. BHP has declined to comment on any rumours of who might be in the lead for the sale. And it was a big Upper Hunter Shire Council meeting this week. Councillors also adopted the delivery program and operational plans after amending some elements following feedback from the community. A total of 31 submissions were received and they were discussed and considered at a councillor's workshop. The documents detail the activities to be undertaken by council in the next financial year, including the budget, the fees and charges. Some key projects to be delivered or progressed in the next financial year include the completion of the Warbirds Aviation Attraction Centre, the Scone CBD revitalisation, bridges and causeways, as well as the Moonen and Bunnan Road upgrades. The Newcastle Jets have signed Cameron Devlin for the next two A-League seasons. The Jets say the 23-year-old is an exciting addition to the team, who's also was named as an Ollie Roos Olympic Train on squad member. Devlin made his A-League debut in 2018 with Sydney FC, where he made 7 appearances before moving to Wellington. He played 44 games for Phoenix, taking his total A-League games to 51. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.